Here now the news. I'm Leslie Jenerick. Airline industry experts say this week's United-U.S. Air merger is just the beginning of a wave of airline consolidations. Analyst Lindy Earhart says more mergers will come quickly in response to an overwhelming public demand for less personal service from bigger, more bureaucratic carriers.
A lot of air travelers get to their destination, and the first question is, how was your flight? Well, what if the on-time performance was lousy, but the customer service was good, or the baggage handling was superb? It really takes the edge off your complaint and makes you sound like a whiner. Now it will be possible for, say, the airline with the surliest staff to buy the airline with the most dilapidated planes, and that means the customer will really have some satisfying horror stories.
Airline analyst Lindy Earhart. In Hollywood, film studios are thrilled to be entering the peak summer movie-going season with several successful new formulas to recycle for next year. Studio executive Laura Pendergast was jubilant over the high box office numbers.
Next summer you can look for dinosaurs fighting gladiators inside a World War II submarine. Lots of biting, lots of underwater explosions and sweating. And in all the films, everybody will be a teenager.
Studio executive Laura Pendergast. The space shuttle Atlantis has completed its mission to do minor repairs on the International Space Station and provide needed training for astronauts by parking the space station in a higher parallel orbit. Here's how it sounded.
Pushing it back a little.
A bit more, please, Atlantis. Check your mirror.
Roger, a bit more. Almost there. Can you see how close I am?
Now cut hard right. Turn.
Roger, turning hard.
Good, good. Now brake.
Okay. Not bad, right, Houston?
You're a little cockeyed.
Oh. Want me to do it again?
Once the astronauts learn to park the International Space Station in parallel orbits, they will be allowed to drive it on good weather days and to the grocery store. A state-of-the-air report from the American Lung Association says 132 million Americans live in areas that flunk air quality standards. Among the worst cities is Los Angeles, but these two residents, who asked to remain anonymous, said it's not true that you can chew the air.
It doesn't have the weight.
No, like a jelly bean or a bar of taffy.
No, it's more of a pudding or a flan or maybe a creme brulee. You know?
And on a clear day, you can sip it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's like you always have your lips on the edge of a bowl of soup.
Right.
You know, like a cauliflower with a little fresh chopped dill.
Or cilantro.
Oh, yeah.
It's so tight.
Yeah.
You know, not too cool, not too hot.
No.
Just right.
Yeah.
Right.
There's another fairy tale in the news. Forrest Grimm reports.
When the Bear family returned to their cottage yesterday, they found that someone had broken in, eaten their porridge, sat in their chairs, and slept in their beds. And that someone was still there. Baby Bear discovered the intruder.
He was in my bed. I almost didn't see her because she was sucked out of the mattress. I called 911 and got everyone out of the house. We waited at the neighbor's for the police to come.
When the police arrived, they set up a perimeter and called into the house, but the intruder didn't answer the phone. They used loudspeakers, but there was no response. Finally, they tried tear gas, followed by a heavily armed SWAT team. The golden hair intruder bolted from the house and was quickly apprehended, still choking from the tear gas and reeking of porridge. She was charged with breaking and entering, destruction of property, and one count of food crime. A public defender has been appointed. The attorney says his client will plead not guilty.
Yeah, my client was tired. The house was open. There was warm food. It's an attractive nuisance. I mean, anybody would have gone in. The Bear family should have locked up. They put my client at risk through their carelessness.
The trial is expected to take up to 2 weeks. Forrest Grimm, The Woods.
And that's the news. I'm Leslie Jenerick.